ask. We're coming to you live and direct from Grand Forks today because the Bakken Three Forks Shale Oil Innovation Conference and Expo is here. The Bakken Magazine puts that on in collaboration with the University of North Dakota. And they're talking all about shale energy innovation. So that's kind of fun. I have the great honor of emceeing a panel today with some folks from Williston and Minot and Watford City on what this shale energy innovation means for the great state of North Dakota. Find out what's going on in some of these communities. So looking forward to that conversation today on the program. In fact, my time behind the microphone will be shortchanged a little today just because of the panel that I was asked to serve on, which I'm looking forward to, and actually was the panel I picked because I really love what this is doing for communities like Williston and Watford City and Minot and Tioga and Stanley and Ray, and I could go up and down. That's if anything gets me excited, it's when they're building new schools in Tioga and Ray. They've already built one in Ray. They're going to build a new one in Tioga. They're talking about a new one in Watford City, right? Because there's not a lot of places in America where they're building schools, especially in the plains. So that's the stuff that that I think is the most fun to talk about. Yes, the oil and gas industry is ever-changing and exciting, and there's a lot of big things happening. But what really gets my engines revving is when these communities are built up in a new and extraordinary way because of the oil, the shale oil innovation. I mean, the ripple effect is absolutely extraordinary. And certainly there's challenges, and that's another reason that you want to spend a little time here doing what we're doing. So anyway, looking forward to all that today on the program. My partner, Mark Skogerbo, will be here this afternoon from 2 until 5, hosting the Common Sense Club, and he'll be taking the back half of this hour for me as well, and he's here in our first hour each and every day to meander through the news headlines with me and set the table for our busy broadcast day, which, by the way, will include a conversation tomorrow with the new Republican candidate for tax commissioner. He's actually the sitting tax commissioner, but he was appointed to that post when Corey Fong left and now announced last week his candidacy to run in the November election for that race. Ryan Rauschenberger will be here, and Ryan's a smart dude. He really is. He's got his MBA from UND. He's a good guy to be in that state tax commission post. And we actually invited his Democratic opponent, who's a Grand Forks attorney, to join us as well. He was not able to join us, but will on a future program. In the 10 o'clock hour, and I really encourage you to take advantage of this, speaking of the shale energy innovation, Ron Ness, the president and CEO of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, will be here. You know, and Ron is probably, as a North Dakotan, as well-versed as anybody in connecting community, what I was talking about earlier, and the oil and gas side of things. So there is no question. I mean, here's what I would encourage you. If you've read something in a newspaper, if you've seen an opinion in a, an editorial that has you questioning what is happening and how as a result of oil and gas, development in North Dakota, call Ron Ness. And don't be afraid to ask him a tough question or a concern. Here's what I find. The oil boom that you read about, whether it be those communities, Williston, Ray, Tioga, Stanley, Minot to Williston and everything in between, Dickinson and Crosby and Columbus and everything that you're happening, Kenmare, right, all that you're hearing. It's one thing to actually be there and see it firsthand and talk with folks that are living it. It's another to have it told through the lens of the media. And not all, but much of the media reporting on it is really tainted, especially for some reason in the newspapers. There are exceptions. There certainly are. Amy Dalrymple is a prime example. I think the Tioga Tribune does a good job. There's exceptions to it, but by and large, it's all negative. It's without context. Now, that doesn't mean there are not challenges. That doesn't mean that there have been massive impacts. There have been. But the question is, what's being done about it? Are people sitting down at a table and trying to iron it out? And the answer is yes. And Ron Ness is more often than not in that conversation. So he's joining us today in the 10 o'clock hour, the entire hour, just to take your questions and comments on anything. Do me a favor. Take advantage of it. And ask tough questions. Ask what I think would be a good exercise is for you to have an article that concerns you and have Ron respond to it. Because if he was a resource, not the only source, but a resource for every one of those articles, there'd be context and perspective. So he'll be here in the 10 o'clock hour to take your questions and comments as well. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Doing good. And enjoyed our little talk as you drove up to Grand Forks this morning. I'm really proud of you putting together that panel, Scott. Folks, Scott's been so, as you can tell by his enthusiasm, he's been a real cheerleader for this process and as a leader. And so they asked him to come and be the MC for this event and the panel. It's a feather in your cap, sir, but you've earned it hard.
Well, I always enjoy these because it's just a good time to, you know, have, again, the full picture doing. So I'm looking forward to being here, and I appreciate the Bakken Magazine inviting me. So it will be very cool. It'll be good fun. Yeah, absolutely. So, and did you watch any of the Olympics over the weekend?
I did. You know, the skaters and the skiers, when you think of these people, they train and train and train, and they come to their last chance, their last gasp, the best on earth in a specific sport. The whirly, twirly, amazing athletic gymnast, snowboard skiers, the incredible, fast, huge flying ski jumpers, the women's hockey, just peppered with the people from our part of the world, and, you know, just a strong, powerful people that are at the peak of their life, at the peak of their games, and the best in the world, you know, and how hard they had to compete even to make the Olympic team from their countries, and now here they are, you know. And it's an incredible thing. And when I saw that Russian skater that had a spine infusion with plastic, he was going for his fourth medal, the Olympics, Plushenko or whatever. It's hard for me to say the names. I'll get it right before later. But he just did a magnificent.
I haven't even got Sochi down yet. Sochi.
But he did a quad, you know, and off his toes and a couple of back-to-back triples. Magnificent. He was leading on this team long program, the long program that is so hard on a man's legs that's been in the Olympics for several years and in front of his Russian crowd. It was just an amazing skating performance. It was breathtaking. Some of the younger kids can do back, you know, quads all over the place, but he had an elegance and a perfection that was stunning. And it's his last shot, without a doubt.
So the Olympics are kind of fun. They sure are.
They are.
We lost a good friend on Friday, a member of our church family that is tough. Logan Little, folks may remember from, Logan wasn't on the air a lot, but behind the scenes did a lot of things for our company for a number of years. First, part of our launch of AM 1100, the flag back in 2008, and then rejoined us when we got the flag back. And his father, Neil Little, passed away on Friday as a result of a car accident here in Grand Forks. Tragic situation, 62 years old, just a neat man. And so our heart is aching, certainly, for the Little family. Funeral will be on Thursday. Prayer service Wednesday night, all at St. Anne and Joachim Church in Grand Forks, or Fargo, rather. I posted about it this weekend on my Facebook page, so if anybody was wondering about that, just keep the family in your thoughts and prayers. Tough deal. And Logan, just a valued member of our team for many years. He actually was a guest of ours Thursday on the air, talking about Giving Hearts Day, because he's now employed at the Ann Carlson Center and does a lot of their social media marketing and communications, and put together a wonderful video and a great plan for Giving Hearts Day, which is on Thursday. So that was an event on the weekend that was not fun. Very sad, but a good reminder, I think, Mark, to all of us that life is so precious, and you know, you can tend to go, and then something like that happens, and it really just puts you back on your heels a little bit to say, well, wait a minute, take time to smell the roses, remember what's most important, because I guarantee you, when they, you know, you're on your deathbed, that last meeting, that last whatever it is, the thing you had to accomplish is going to pale in comparison to just wanting to make sure that you remember to cherish every moment with those on this earth, because we only control this moment and not a moment more, right?
You know, another thing is, I think it's really important to assure our kids and our families that we're going to take extra care of driving, especially the people that go to the church with Logan. You know, and all of it's so close. When something like this gets so close to home, it reverberates through the families. It heightens fear and anxiety when dad or mom has got to go on a road trip. And I think we all need to really focus and make a commitment to our families. We'll drive carefully.
Absolutely, very, very important. We'll check a couple more news headlines when we come back here. Did you watch the Beatles thing last night, by the way?
No, I was Olympic-ing it.
50th anniversary of the Beatles' arrival in the U.S. Do you remember the Beatles coming?
Oh, man, I just got to college in 1964, got off the bus in January of 64, and the first date I had with a Texas girl all she could talk about was the Beatles, so I didn't like them so well.
There you go, folks. If you can remember any of those great memories from the Beatles' days gone by, let us know. 855-200-1776. We're live at the Bakken Three Forks Shale Oil Innovation Conference and Expo in Grand Forks, and more coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig Smoke Stick Competition, with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Today for the Bakken Three Forks Shale Oil Innovation Conference and Expo. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Mark, the Freedom Pool will be taking over for me about 8:40 today, and I will be participating in a panel with our next guest here. As a matter of fact, we'll tell you about that. Just want to see what other headlines we haven't covered yet. Killdeer Mountain dispute is heating up a little bit. This is again over the power line pathway, and some folks see a historic value there. Claim it's being ignored, at least by one professor. Some biologists are worried about a proposed power line that could be a threat to golden eagles. I guess they don't worry about the windmills, but all of a sudden when you need power to get to communities, then all of a sudden that's a problem. Just amazing. Maybe the professor and the biologist ought to get out of the classroom. Did that sound like it was an editorial comment? It was designed to. I know you can take it. And the Olympics, Mark's going to talk more about that. Are you watching? U.S. is now third in the medal count. The ratings are down from Vancouver, and I'm not real impressed with the television coverage, to tell you the truth. It's been shaky, so I can see why the why the ratings are down a little bit, but it's still obviously exciting and plenty of things to watch there. So we'll keep an eye on that. Colin Peterson, I did not attend the signing ceremony of the Farm Bill. Now, that speaks volumes. President Obama signed the Farm Bill. Colin Peterson, a Democrat, very instrumental in that whole thing, doesn't attend the signing ceremony. Colin's going to join us. We're going to be in Washington, D.C., not next week, but the week after for a good chunk of the week. And Congressman Peterson has agreed to sit down with us to talk a little bit about his legacy, which is, of course, that that Farm Bill. And right now, I want you to meet one of the guests that will be joining us today on the panel here at the Shale Oil Innovation, a man who's being blinded by the sun that's coming up now here at in Grand Forks, Derek Franzen. Derek, nice to see you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, nice to have you. And tell our audience a little bit about you. You're in leadership position with the Chamber of Commerce in Watford City, but also, like a lot of folks, living the dream up there in the Bakken, right?
Living the dream in Watford City in western North Dakota. Represent a company out of Eugene, Oregon called Spring Capital Group. It's an investment group. We've launched five businesses in the last 2 years in western North Dakota. And while there, became very active in the community and the current president of the Watford City Chamber of Commerce, I think by default, but I've enjoyed my time being the president, and it's a great bunch of people to work with.
We were just talking about your son who's joined you out there, and you're in the you're like a lot of families where you're transitioning from roots back in Illinois to the Bakken, even though you've been there 3 years, got the entire family moved there. But your son came with, I understand, who's 21.
21.
And living the dream in the Bakken as well, right?
Yep. He's a good kid. He's my son. I'm very proud of him. Every parent wants your child to go to college, and he chose not to do that, which is okay. But he moved out here a year ago, and at that time he was 20. And, you know, where in the United States can a 20-year-old get a $20 per hour job, work 60 hours a week, time and a half after 40, get free housing and health care? It really is one of those feel-good stories of the Bakken. You hear about a lot of the yucky stuff, but our national press and even our local press, I don't think, do a good job of promoting the good stories. So I'm proud of them. It's, as you mentioned, it's a character builder for him, but it's a great experience. He's learning to be a Bobcat technician. He's taken some classes in Grand Forks, and he will continue to do so. So it's exciting and certainly makes my stay better having family out here with me. My wife and daughter are back in Illinois, and my wife comes out every other month, and I live in Watford City for about 40 to 45 weeks out of 52 every year. So it's certainly nice having them out there with me.
Great character builder for young kids. I mean, there's kids like your son everywhere that do college isn't for them, or they want to go out and make a few bucks before they go to college.
Sure.
I like telling this story. Harold Hamm, who was probably one of the more famous oil men in America.
Absolutely.
Obviously, with the amount of oil wealth he's accumulated, but oil, you know, Harold came from nothing, number one. And number two, started with just a job pumping gas.
Yes.
All right. Got to meet some oil folks and got the bug, liked it, right? And then bought one truck and then another truck and then managed to scrape a few bucks together to invest in a well, and it happened. Not without bumps. I think he told me one time he had 16 dry holes in a row, right? So there were some scary times.
Sure.
But he made his first million at 30 and then went back to college and now is as sharp as anybody that worked for him as a geologist.
Sure.
So he didn't go to college until he was 30 years old, right?
Yeah, great story.
Yeah, and I think everybody does it a little different.
Yeah.
You know, they
yeah.
really do.
I workforce shortage is still an issue in western North Dakota, and I think the industry as well as the communities, I don't think we've done a good job telling that story across the country that, you know, you don't have to be 30, 40, 50 years of age and have experience to be successful in western North Dakota. And I think there's a pool of talent there we need to reach out to. And my son's an example of that.
Tell us about Watford City. You're president of the Chamber of Commerce. Put your chamber hat on. And I mean, it's the little city that can all the time in the Bakken.
It certainly is a little city that can. I mean, clearly you can see by the production numbers, McKenzie County is probably the top producing county in the Bakken right now. We're very proud of that. We are growing leaps and bounds. There are some exciting projects coming to Watford with a new hospital, hopefully a new high school, a new event center. So being the president right now, it's funny, we used to joke last year, our big job was to schedule our home fest and rib fest, but with all the new businesses and the big oil companies that have come to town, we're starting to learn that we need to become more of a true chamber and provide services to our members. So we're going to work real hard this year in doing that, and it's exciting times in Watford City.
It sure is. Now, we talked a little bit about the high school on Friday, and some folks were brushed back a little bit by the $100 million price tag. I talked to the superintendent and also the mayor. We agreed we'll come out and get under the hood a little bit on that project. But just give us a cliff notes. For one, it's a high school, which I understand is the $50 million part of that.
Correct.
And there is a Bakken premium that I think folks don't realize. To build a school of similar size in Fargo, in Grand Forks, or in Minot is not to build a school in the Bakken.
Right.
But so there's that factor, but there's also an event center and some other things for the community in this, right?
The city would very much like to build an event center. You know, the high school, it can only do so much in terms of building a new high school. So I think it's not $100 million. I believe it's closer to $40 to $45 million.
For the school part.
For the school part.
Yeah.
But we do need an event center. We need more facilities for our people, for our kids. We need more basketball courts. We need a swimming pool. We need hockey rink space. So it's critically important for Watford City to build such a facility. It's going to attract new people to the town. It's going to help our existing residents. It's going to make it a better community. And again, it's very exciting times, but we're all fighting for money. We're all fighting for funding. So it'll be some interesting challenges for Watford City, but there's a lot of strong, good heritage people there, and we will prevail.
Let's talk a little bit about your line of work. As you mentioned, with the Spring Capital Group and being a part of starting new businesses, I always say the Bakken needs more of everything. So if you're an entrepreneur, you're an innovator, this is the place for you, right?
Yes.
Is it still like that? Is there still a need for
absolutely
more competition, more business?
There is more competition. I mean, we're involved with development. We're involved with some oil field service companies. Competition is fierce, and I think that's good. That competition is good. It's good for the marketplace, but there is still tremendous opportunity in Western North Dakota. I mean, we need good restaurants. We need more doctors. We need more dentists. We're still lacking some of those services. But as Watford City grows, we'll be able to attract those people. And those are exciting times.
How do folks find out more about Watford City?
You can go to our website, www.watfordcitychamberofcommerce. You can go to the McKenzie County website. There's a lot of good information there. I'm here all day. If you want to stop in, I'll be glad to give you my business card, and I'd be glad to show you around.
All right. Sounds good. And there's nothing like seeing the Bakken firsthand, so you might even ask Derek for a little tour. Thank you, Derek. Appreciate meeting you, and look forward to our visit coming your way. Derek Franzen with the Watford City Chamber of Commerce, live from the Bakken Conference in Grand Forks. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hassle-free lake living starting at $150,000, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Jared Olson from Chase on the Lake. Tell me more.
Basically, we have units starting at $150,000, going up to around $400,000. Anywhere from a studio to a three-bedroom, two-bathroom. Units right on the water, right on the beach. And they range in square footage anywhere from 600 up to about 1,300 square feet. Nice part about the units here is when you do purchase, you have an optional rental program so that when you're not using them, you can rent them out to try to generate some income and offset your cost.
You have the history. You know already what they're going to be able to generate income from that, right?
Yeah, we have the last 3 years of history. This year, my highest grossing unit did $40,000 in rents, and we've seen 10% growth in the last 3 years across the board. So, we're continuing to grow. We're continuing to get more revenue coming in, so it's a perfect time to buy. We also just did decrease the price on the units by 35% this year.
Give Jared a call at 218-209-5366. Or go to chaseonthelake.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina. so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Grand Forks for the Bakken Three Forks Shale Oil Innovation Conference and Expo. This actually is ongoing through tomorrow, through Wednesday. I'll be at the KFAR Agri International tomorrow and on Wednesday at the Bismarck Civic Center. Free pie, by the way, tomorrow if you're headed for that after the show. So looking forward to that. But this event goes on for a couple more days and kicks off today with, among others, Tom Ralstead, the Williston Economic Development Director, who joins us for a little preview. How are you, Tom? Nice to see you again.
Hey, I'm wonderful. Nice, beautiful, sunny day and blue skies. And
you have a new pin now. What does this say here?
Oh.
This is an oil. It's a barrel of oil.
Yeah, and it says 41% local, 59% state.
Yeah, so explain that. Tell me what your latest...
Well, there's an interesting editorial in the McKenzie County Journal, this issue, written by Neil Shipman. Basically, they've had some studies done comparing, about 5 or 6 main oil states, and most of them are giving 40 to 60% of the oil income, tax income, back for the impacts in those counties. North Dakota, it's like 11% right now, and so if you get some pushback from people in oil country, it's because. And we're doing tremendous stuff. Don't get me wrong. And I applaud the governor and legislature for what they've done. At the same time, it's growing so fast that no matter what we got, it doesn't keep up to it. And so, I think our thoughts are is we got to take care of the impacts first. Then we have fun with the money that's left over after that. But instead, we're our schools are really in dire need of funding.
If you had some legislators here, the governor here, they'd talk about the amount of money that's going back, right?
Right.
Is there a different formula, a different way to say, hey, let's how do you do it?
Well, that's what we're in the process of looking at. But kind of put it this way, our city commission just borrowed $105 million so we could have construction this year. We have at least $260 million that we should have done right away. And so, but the legislature didn't fund us for that. So we borrowed because we're going to get $30 million a year from the legislature. So that'll bring that down, over a 2-year period. But it doesn't bring it down right away. So we have to borrow money in order to get the money from the legislature. And then we still have a big debt after that. And then we still don't have money for the following year for construction because we basically mortgaged everything we've got. At the same time, you go to Bismarck, and every fund there is teeming with cash. They've got surpluses. So, Williston and Watford and Dickinson and Minot, all borrowing money.
Living the majority of this impact and then having to borrow money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, do you think our taxpayers like that? Probably not. So that's the angst that we have over it. And it's like the coal fund. I met with those people, and they said, well, how much of the money do you guys and Beulah and whatnot need? And they said, well, we need it all until we're fixed. And then, we can find out what fun things to do with this money. But and I'm not saying we need it all because it's already carved out in a number of different pots. But I think that the point is that we need a bigger share than we are getting.
The formula as it exists now is not working.
No. And you know what? We don't want to fight with our neighbors. And what it does is if we stick with the formula we got right now, we're fighting over 11% of the money.
Right. Yeah. Good point.
And that's not the kind of people we are. And if projections continue, by the time next session's over, we'll probably be producing 1.5 million barrels a day, and therefore 11.5% of that, the money coming to the states is just going
to
grow.
It's a conversation we need to have. We're at the point where we can now. We can breathe a little bit, right? Things are starting to catch up. There's a lot being put in infrastructure, a lot of things that are happening. It's a good conversation to have.
We are seeing some real progress, you know, in a lot of areas. Probably schools are the ones that we're having the hardest time. I guess it's just simply, I don't know why we should have to mortgage ourselves when the state
is flush
with cash.
Yeah,
it,
good point.
Doesn't make sense.
A couple minutes left here. What are you going to talk about today on this panel?
Well, I'm basically going to talk about this oil play. How big is it and how long will it last? And, you know, everybody talks the Bakken. But, you know, now that they've tied up most leases, they're starting to drill down into the Three Forks. And it might make this Bakken look like a fair-headed stepchild. I mean,
isn't that unbelievable?
So
how big is it, and how long will it last?
Well, you know, we were thinking of four wells in the Bakken and four in the Three Forks in the spacing unit. That's been the theory. And now, then a year or so, year and a half ago, they started 14 well pads. And now they're starting to say they can go in between every one of those wells, so that could be a 30 well pad. Well, the amount of income, the amount of dollars, the amount of impact just goes up logarithmically when you do that. And the length of this goes on for probably 50 years, you know, or better. And that's just these two zones. Once we've drilled this out, why don't we go into those other 15 zones that we've drilled in and start seeing what new technology works with them?
Pretty amazing.
So I think we'll be with this for a long time.
Is your phone still melting every day with folks looking at new opportunities in Wilson?
Yeah, don't call me, though. I'm not going to answer. Come visit, and I'll spend time with you. But anyway, I really appreciate Grand Forks putting us on. I think they've done a wonderful job and a great turnout. We're going to have a lot of fun.
700 attendees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's
and, great. And a great conference. It really is.
I'm going to get a little nervous in front of 700 people.
That's an old hat for you. You've been there, done that.
There you go.
Well, good to see you again, Tom.
Hey, thank you for all you do, too.
Appreciate it. Tom Ralstead, Wilson Economic Development, and that's a town that is that's booming because of great leadership, without question. All right, we're going to take a break. I'm going to take a break from behind the microphone and hand things over to my buddy, Mr. Mark Skogerbo, who is going to take us the rest of the way through. We've got to check a little sports here and find out what happened with the Olympics. And then Tom and I and Derek and the Minot folks are going to hit the stage for a panel here at the Bakken Three Forks Shale Oil Innovation Conference and Expo from Grand Forks. Steve Bakken will be sitting in for me with Todd Mitchell on What's On Your Mind Statewide, since we're doing the Bakken show today. I'll be back tomorrow and Wednesday from the Agri International show that K-Fire puts on in Bismarck the next couple of days. Looking forward to that as well. All right, Mr. Mark, you ready for a little roundtable in the sports and recap on the Olympics and all the fun stuff today?
Well, give it a shot, sir.
All right, you be well.
It's in a whole different world, you know. It ain't the Wild, although we're going to have a hockey thing going on. The women's hockey team is really, really looking good. Talk about some of the individuals, if we can find out some of the personal stories about especially the women's hockey team and the men's hockey team as we move forward. But the women from the United States kicked Finland pretty bad. It was just overwhelming. So very, very cool. It's amazing, you know, the passing of the torch is a big aspect of the Olympic sports, and there's some incredible pathos, here there's, in the last Olympics, Austria, who's just absolutely ski crazy. I mean, I think kids are literally, you know, yodeling and born on skis in Austria, and they didn't get a single medal in the 2010 Olympics. Well, now, coming here to Sochi, and everybody's looking, the whole story is five-time Olympic medalist, U.S. superstar Miller, Bode Miller, attempting to, you know, and he posted the fastest time in two of the three training runs. And who'd ever heard of Matthias Mayer of Austria, 23-year-old? But when it came to the race that counted, Bode Miller, the superstar, came in eighth. And this young guy, Mayer, from Austria, had the race of his life and beat everybody and got gold. I mean, it was one of those profound, incredible moments that the Olympics, when you realize this is their whole life, they train, they do everything right, and then there's just a moment in the sun, a few minutes of time, and then it's over. And it obviously is probably over for good for Bode Miller coming in eighth Bodie. Yeah, Bodie Miller. Amazing, the events, the first two U.S. gold medals came in events that didn't even exist when I was a kid. This whole amazing ski boarding stuff. Jamie Anderson, dazzling. 180, you know, 1180, four spins around. The way these kids, the magic they do with these snowboards is hard to even imagine. It's breathtaking and stunning. So we've got this these two kids that this Sage Kotzenberg, the men's, he's just really an interesting kind of, he just talks duties. This is sort of a cool little modern sport, you know. It didn't exist when I was growing up, and of course way back then there was no pros in the Olympics, you know. Now we've got the pro basketball players, the pro hockey players, the pro tennis players. We've got a lot of things we didn't have then. But it was, she just has this great flow. It was magical and breathtaking to see how high they go in these pipes and spin and twirl and go upside down, inside out. It's absolutely mind-boggling and beautiful. But I think the thing that actually brought tears to my eyes was this Russian skater who's had four surgeries on his back, Pluchenko. He's gotten gold medals in four Olympics. Putin came to see him and hug him. It was just amazing, this long, long program. He's had four surgeries. He's got screws in his back. He's got plastic columns in his spine. He said his last two jumps hurt. He's got a couple of days off, and he's going to be looking at the doctors. But nobody thought he would ever be able to skate. And a tremendous, incredibly beautiful performance. A lot of these young kids, superstar trained, their training regimen from Japan and other places, China, U.S., Canada, jumping and spinning like absolute whirling dervishes. But the elegance and the magnificence of Plushenko, the mastery of it, to see him get that highest score, I didn't know why. Why would I be? But it was his story. And knowing that this is the end, this is the final swan song. And for some, it's magnificent. And for others, like Bodie Miller, it's just tragedy and wrenching. But hey, hats off to a great career, you know, and now comes the new kids in town. So the Olympics were just a stunning thing. Something else that I thought was really cool in the sports is NDSU is now in sole possession of first place in conference basketball. So here, you know, the North Dakota State beat Indiana Purdue Fort Wayne 69-58. That is really cool. Their program, the Bison, have become a real force in sports. What a culture they've put together there. It's quite amazing. But we're going to be back, do some weather, talk about some what's going to be coming on in the rest of the What's on Your Mind show. I'll talk a little bit. I've got the leading governor candidate, Marty Seifert, will be on with me. We'll talk about that stuff in the next segment. Be back soon with more What's on Your Mind.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Welcome back to the What's On Your Mind preview. It's a crisp, lovely, cold little day. We're going to go over the weather here around the KTGO and AM 1100 flag world. Today's sunny. High near -4. Wind chill values as low as -20. Light and variable wind. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around -15, wind chill values low as 34 below. That's in the danger zone, folks. Light south wind increasing to 5 to 10 miles an hour in the evening. Tuesday, 20% chance of snow after 3 p.m., increasing clouds, high near 18. Wind chill values could get down to -39. Breezy south wind, 10 to 15, increasing to 16 to 21 in the afternoon. Gusts as high as 26. Tuesday night, 30% chance of snow, mainly after 7 p.m. Mostly cloudy, low around a zero south wind, 6 to 15. Winds could gust to 20. Wednesday, 30% chance of snow before 7 a.m., then partly sunny, high near 15. Wednesday night, 30% chance of snow again, after 7, cloudy with low around a 6. Same thing, 30% chance on Thursday, and high near 12. Thursday night, slight chance of snow, low around -9. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 13. Tioga, mostly sunny and cold today, high near 5. Wind chill values, -30, south wind 3 to 8. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around -3. Wind chill values as low as -15, south wind 7 to 9. Tuesday, 20% chance of snow, mostly cloudy, high near 25. Wow. South wind, 11 to 17, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Winds could gust up to 26. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, a low down minus 5. Northwest winds, 9 to 14. Winds could gust 22. And Wednesday, 30% chance of snow, mostly cloudy, high near 20. Wednesday night, a 40% chance of snow, mostly cloudy, down to 5 degrees above. Mostly cloudy on Thursday, up to 13. Mostly cloudy Thursday night, and a low down to plus 3, and sunny Friday, high near 24. Sounds like spring almost. Friday night, 40% chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 13. Saturday, mostly cloudy, up to 25. Wow, they're having a better spring than we're having. But I do like the fact that driving to work, the sun is coming up. It's driving to work and then going home in the evening when it's still pretty dark, you know, it's kind of frustrating. I love sunshine. How about y'all? Well, there's some pretty powerful news out there, pretty interesting news. I think that this is something that's going to provoke a lot of thoughts. First of all, on the light side, the 50th anniversary of the Beatles. You talk about an icon. You talk about Elvis and the Beatles. Elvis and the Beatles, the two superstars that really clashed and had kind of a different presentation from the 50s and into the 60s and into the 70s. The Beatles started out with I Want to Hold Your Hand and stuff that just seemed really dumb. You know, when I first heard them, I thought they were pathetic. And, of course, I was by that time already interested in the Chad Mitchell Trio and Joe and Eddie and Joan Baez and Bob Dylan, and I like the folk music kind of stuff. I absolutely loved Gordon Lightfoot and Peter, Paul, and Mary. Loved their stuff, learned a lot of their music. But as time went on, the Beatles grew, and their music had this profound metamorphosis over time. And I worked hundreds of hours trying to perfect Eleanor Rigby, for example, and was in a group where we did Norwegian Wood and Hey Jude and, I mean, some tremendous songs. Yesterday, I remember playing my trombone, having a trombone break on that song. All my troubles seem so far away, you know. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Just an amazing, amazing, iconic. I remember when they had top 10 songs. How long did they have a number one song? There's the facts about the Beatles of their amazing run and the amazing, beautiful stuff. And then 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, just another silly love song. The range of their music was absolutely, there's never been anything like it. From real hardcore rock and roll to silly little bubblegum love songs to profoundly deep, probably even drug-induced music, you know, but the range, they absolutely have bookended a generation and a half with their music. Then another thing that's creating a lot of angst, and it's in a major milestone for gay rights, this is from CNN, the United States government plans to expand recognition of same-sex marriages in federal legal matters, including bankruptcies, prison visits, and survivor benefits. Attorney General Eric Holder said the Justice Department will issue a memo Monday that recognizes same-sex marriages to the greatest extent possible under the law. The federal expansion will include 34 states where same-sex marriages aren't legal, but the new federal benefits being extended to these states will apply only where the U.S. government has jurisdiction. For example, a same-sex couple legally married in Massachusetts can now have their federal bankruptcy proceedings recognized in Alabama. Even though it doesn't allow same-sex marriages in the past, U.S. government could challenge a couple's joint bankruptcy clause. That's the kind of thing. Be ready to talk about what's on your mind in the show that's going to be coming up in just a second for 2 hours. Because of Scott's visit up north, he's going to have some guest hosts. Thomas, Todd, and Steve.
That asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about two blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustments. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.